So let's go to business now with Anand Zaki. Kia ora, Anand.
Kia ora, Corin.
How did the old markets end up over the weekend?
It was a mixed end for the main indices, but Netflix slumped after its revenue fell short of expectations, and that hurt the broader S&P index and the tech-heavy NASDAQ. But American Express kept the Dow afloat. Overall sentiment was dented by the pessimism that the Federal Reserve will cut interest rates soon. The Dow Jones average rose 0.5%, the S&P 500 was down 0.9%, and the NASDAQ fell 2%. Local top 50 index starts the short week at 11,796 after Friday's 40-point fall, or 0.3%. The index falling 1.1% last week and is down close to 3% lower this month. New Zealand dollar 58.9 US cents after the surge in demand for the US dollar following Israel's attack on Iran. And against Australia, 91.8 cents.
And your main bulletin today?
Ratings agency Fitch says the big four banks are healthy enough to weather any economic storms. We hear from them. People selling businesses are increasingly helping to finance the buyouts to get the sale done. And could the boring phone make your life more peaceful and exciting? All that and the markets for you.
What's a boring phone exactly?
Well, it is a phone where all your fun stuff on the addictive stuff on your smartphone are turned off, basically, permanently, something that mainstream phones don't do. It's a New Zealand startup, a very cool little story, and we hear from the co-founder on our main program.
I think I could do with one of those. From time to time, I do turn off the social media occasionally.
Oh, you're a TikTok before bed, are you?
Self-enforced bans, you know, it's a bit of a wrestle. Oh, it's a love-hate thing, isn't it? Hey, thank you very much, Anand Zaki there. A boring phone. I think that could be the answer.
Well, I hope it doesn't mean we have to talk to people on the phone. I mean,
no, we don't do that anymore, do we?
We couldn't do that anymore, no.